I'm kind of puzzled by what people, some of the things I've had relayed to me about Murder City.
What do you mean?
Puzzled people will say I don't explain the violence, which seems to me preposterous if you read the book. I mean, it's a breakdown of an entire society for various reasons, which are given in the book. But, no, I just love it. There's actually a scene in the book where I imagine this room where everything's controlled, and when you get in it, there's nobody there. It's just cobwebs. Yeah. Oh, well, not to whine, but it seems to me what I'm saying is pretty clear, that no one's in charge anymore. Well, if Vicente Carrillo and Chapo Guzman sit down and make peace tomorrow, it will not significantly lower the murder rate in Juarez. It's gone way past that kind of criminal activity. Nobody is knocking over tiendas, killing the proprietor because a capo sent them. This extortion, the guys peddling tamales down the street are paying extortion money, or they get executed. I don't think Vicente is really behind that. But this is a new kind of city, one where violence is part of transactions. Oh, well, anyway, that's what interests me about it. And I would think would interest you also, since you've known the city through time.
Yeah, no, it's very, what you said about, I've talked to some people that have the same, I guess, argument or criticism about it, but because it doesn't move, you know, the way they think it should, you know, start here, this is the problem, and end of the book, and this is the solution.
Well, anyway, the book does is systematically obliterate the explanations.
Yeah.
That's deliberate. They're bullshit. Cartel war, bullshit. Frankly, cartels are bullshit. A cartel is an organization in constraint of trade. How can you have fucking cartels when everybody knows drugs keep getting better and cheaper? There is no control over the business in the sense of cartels. You know, there's enormous production. It's the opposite. A cartel would restrict production. Yeah. Anyway, I think in the end, what Calderon did to prove he had put it, you know, he was the man in charge.
Yeah.
Was he opened Pandora's box. And now the demons are out. But he didn't see this coming, making this gesture, which is very common for New Mexican presidents to assert authority. He didn't see this bloodbath. I don't think he has a clue what to do now. He has no bullet. He's used the army. There's nothing else. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Him going to Juarez, as you know, after the students were massacred January 31st, and he's going to have this economic program,
yeah,
it's absolutely meaningless. You know, the Mexican government hasn't done a fucking thing for that city for decades. You know, there's going to be some mass poverty campaign. One, they don't have the money, and two, they'd never spend it. They never have. Casa Amiga treats 30,000 women a year. It was started privately because the Mexican government never gave a shit about all these raped and beaten women.